It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
What's up, everybody? Paul Hickey here with NoOffseason.com. I am the host of the Sports Card Strategy Show. Welcome to our weekly football card market update, coming to you every Tuesday here on the Sports Card Strategy feed on the NoOffseason.com Sports Card Network, brought to you, of course, by NoOffseason.com, the number one place to get all the information you need to make money flipping sports cards. Get a free 30-day trial today at NoOffseason.com. And we're going to do something a little bit special today at the top of our football card market update. We're going to look at backup quarterbacks. Is the backup quarterbacks strategy a real thing? We put all of the backup quarterbacks into market movers. Now that we're past the NFL draft, we know who those people are. We know what teams each and every backup quarterback are on. Even guys like Spencer Rattler in New Orleans and Jordan Travis for the Jets are accounted for in this report. And we want to look at who are the top selling backup quarterbacks in the NFL in the last 7 days. And we've even gone second and third string deep in a few cases here just to make sure that we don't leave anybody out. So let's take a look. Are people actually buying backup quarterbacks? They are. Because listen to this. Hendon Hooker, 2023 Prism 329 Laser Raw, sold 14 times in the last 7 days for an average sale price of $7.33. Hooker, who is the backup in Detroit and a third round pick in 2023, who has not played in an NFL game yet due to rehabbing an ACL injury last year, his 2023 Prism 329 Base Raw sold 12 times in the last 7 days for an average sale price of $1.67. And his Prism Silver 329 Raw sold 9 times in the last 7 days. This is all more than once per day, people. People are buying Hendon Hooker. And the silver average sale price across those 9 sales was $11.39. Coming in next, Sean Clifford, the backup in Green Bay. His 2023 Prism Silver 338 Raw sold 8 times in the last 7 days. Average sale price, $3.70. Justin Fields, who is technically the backup in Pittsburgh. His Prism Base 2021 334 Raw sold 8 times in the last 7 days. Average sale price, $3.95. Hooker has a Disco Raw Prism that sold 7 times in the last 7 days for an average of $8.29. Sam Howell, who is a favorite of many as a backup in Seattle to take over the starting gig over Geno Smith. His 2022 Chronicles Prism Black number 10 Raw sold 7 times in the last 7 days. Average sale price, $2.92. The first Trey Lance card on the list is his 2021 Select Concourse Silver, not even technically the backup in Dallas. Technically, Cooper Rush is, and Lance is the third string, but the high draft capital, third overall pick in the 2021 NFL draft, his Concourse Silver rookie sold 6 times in the last 7 days for an average sale price of $3.37. Joe Flacco, now the backup in Indianapolis behind Anthony Richardson after his outstanding season in Cleveland last year. His 2008 Topps base raw number 335 still sold five times in the last 7 days. And Kenny Pickett, the only first round QB taken in the 2022 NFL draft, his Chronicles Prism Black sold five times in the last 7 days for an average sale price of $1.56. Of course, Pickett, the backup now in Philadelphia behind Jalen Hurts. Okay, now let's start with our rookie cards only, all football cards. Top sales volume, none other than CJ Stroud. Still, his 2023 Prism Base 339 Raw is the top selling football card from a volume standpoint in the last 7 days. 148 sales of that card, average sale price $22.22. Anthony Richardson, his 2023 Prism 343 base raw, sold 129 times in the last 7 days. Average sale price, $7.63. Puka Nacua's 2023 Prism base 357 raw, sold 85 times in the last 7 days for an average sale price of $3.50. Just massive sales volume with those 2023 rookies. And they're leading the way, too, among graded rookie cards. Stroud's Prism Base PSA 9 is a pop 34.91. That sold 74 times in the last 7 days for an average sale price of $31.94. The PSA 10 of that card is in at number two across all graded cards in the football card market. Stroud just dominating. 65 sales of the PSA 10 in the last 7 days. Average sale price, $111. Two more Stroud cards before we get to the first non-Stroud card, which is Brock Purdy. 2022 Prism Base 353, great card, pop 35-35. Going to stay there too, because not many of these were printed, as Purdy was a late round pick. Obviously, his PSA 10 is a pop 35-35, sold 25 times in the last 7 days. Last sale yesterday, Monday, May 6th, for $125. That card's actually up 12.3%. Anthony Richardson's 2023 Prism Base PSA 10, pop 12.95, sold 24 times in the last 7 days. Last sale yesterday as well, $57.39. Stroud's Prism Silver PSA 9 sold 20 times in the last 7 days. Average sale price, $271. And Bryce Young, the number one overall pick last year, his 2023 Prism Silver PSA 10 is a pop 637. It sold 19 times in the last 7 days. Last sale yesterday, $194. Let's go to the top PSA 10 rookie cards in the football card market over the last 7 days. We already talked about Stroud's Prism Base PSA 10. That's number one with 65 sales. His Donruss 2023 base rated rookie PSA 10 is a pop 48.43. That sold 47 times in the last 7 days. Last sale was yesterday, May 6th, for $65.82. We talked about Purdy and AR's base PSA 10, so let's skip down to Stroud. His 2023 Absolute 102 base PSA 10 sold 19 times in the last 7 days. Last sale yesterday, $46. That's up $8.33. Jordan Love's 2020 Prism 363 base PSA 10 is only a pop 28.07. Very desirable card. 18 sales in the last 7 days. Last sale yesterday, May 6th, for $95. That's up $16 and a penny. Josh Allen's 2018 Donruss 304 base PSA 10 is a pop 84.69. Sold 17 times in the last 7 days. Last sale yesterday, $152. That's up $7.13. And Baker Mayfield's 2018 Donruss base PSA 10 is a pop 41.70. 15 sales of that card in the last 7 days. Last sale yesterday, $30.99. Joe Burrow, the number one overall pick in the 2020 draft. Remember him, everybody? His Prism 307 base PSA 10 is a pop 71.17. 14 sales of that card in the last 7 days. Average sale price, $137. A lot of great football cards out there for you to scout out right now. Let's look at the top sales overall in the last 7 days in the football card market. Tom Brady's 2000 Contenders number 144 rookie ticket auto in PSA 8. It's a pop 84. It sold on May 3rd for $25,000. CJ Stroud's 2023 Mosaic 292 no huddle black one of one in PSA 9 It's a pop one, of course, because it's a one of one. It sold on May 2nd for $15,300. Justin Herbert's 2020 Prism 325 rookie autograph gold vinyl out of 5 graded in PSA 9 sold on May 4th for $14,600. Dwayne The Rock Johnson's football card from the 1994 Miami Bumblebee set in PSA 10 is a pop 33, technically clocking in not as a wrestling card, but as a football card, because he did play football at the University of Miami. This card sold on May 4th for $13,400. How about a current football player, Lamar Jackson, this past year's MVP, his 2018 National Treasures 165 rookie patch auto, serial numbered out of 99 in PSA 9, sold on May 4th for $12,200. Kyler Murray's 2019 Prism 301 White Sparkle Super Short Print sold on May 1st for $11,600. Bryce Young's 2023 Prism Gold Vinyl out of 5 PSA 10 sold on May 4th for $9,760. All right, now we are going to look at the top football card sales in the last 7 days, rookie cards only. Do not have to be graded, but they have to have 5 or more sales. CJ Stroud's 2023 Donruss Downtown Super Short Print in PSA 10. What a beauty. Pop 290 sold on Sunday, May 5th for $2,700. That's up $299 from its previous sale. Patrick Mahomes 2017 Optic 177 Red and Yellow PSA 10 Chiefs Color Match is a pop 1017 that sold yesterday, May 6th for $1,930. Anthony Richardson's 2023 Donruss Downtown Super Short Print PSA 10 sold on Sunday, May 5th for $1,410. Patrick Mahomes's 2017 Optic 177 base PSA 10, 4372 pop count, sold 10 times in the last 7 days, last sale yesterday, May 6th for $1,050. Walter Payton Sweetness, his 1976 Topps 148 base PSA 8 is a pop 3019, sold 6 times in the last 7 days, last sale a few days ago, May 4th for $910. And CJ Stroud's Prism Silver 339 PSA 10 sold 15 times in the last 7 days, last sale yesterday, $792. Okay, shifting over to the top risers in the football card market with 10 or more sales that are graded only 2012 through the present do not have to be a rookie card. The number one card here, how about a running back? Saquon Barkley's 2018 Donruss 306 base PSA 10. I owned this card a few years ago. Sold 11 times in the last 7 days. Last sale yesterday, May 6th, $45. That's up $20 or 80%. Will Levis's 2023 Donruss 397 base rated rookie PSA 10. Only a pop 279. Sold for an average of $29.71, but the last sale was yesterday, just under $35, $34.97. That's up $12.72 or 57.2%. Brock Purdy's 2022 Prism 353 base. We talked about the PSA 10 a minute ago. How about the PSA 9 pop 2101 selling 12 times in the last 7 days, average sale price $40.77, but it sold yesterday for $49.99. That's up $15.99 or 47%. And Joe Burrow's 2020 Prism 307 base. We talked about the PSA 10 a minute ago. The PSA 9 sold 10 times in the last 7 days. Last sale yesterday, $44. That's actually up $11.50 or 35.4%. Who says you can't make money on a PSA 9? Marvin Harrison Jr.'s 2023 Bowman Chrome University number 100. This is his first prospect base in PSA 10, not an auto, sold 17 times in the last 7 days. Average sale $43.20, but it sold yesterday for $47.66, up $9.16 or up 23.8%. Now let's look at the biggest fallers in the same category, 2012 through the present, graded only football cards with 10 or more sales in the last 7 days. Biggest faller, Josh Allen, 2018 Donruss 304 base PSA 9, sold 11 times in the last 7 days. That card is down $30 or 33.3%. Puka Nacua's 2023 Prism 357 base PSA 10 is a pop 468. That sold 11 times in the last 7 days. That's down to $39. That's down $15.99 or 29.1%. That could be a good pickup right now. Nacua likely to draw a lot of hype when the season starts back up again after his amazing rookie season. Kyler Murray's 2019 Donruss 302 base PSA 10 is a pop 49.14. Sold 12 times in the last 7 days. Last sale a couple of days ago, $28.50. You can get that. That's a budget play right now, $28.50. That's down $10.75 or 27.4%. This episode is brought to you by CGC Cards, the perfect place to slab your favorite sports cards. From their crystal clear holders to their affordable pricing, CGC Cards is the perfect stop for your grading needs. Go to cgccards.com to start grading today. Let's take a look at a featured football card sale for CGC Cards. It's this Sam Darnold 2018 Donruss rated rookie base in CGC 8.5. It sold Wednesday, May 1st, for only $9.49 on 8 bids. Now let's take a look at the featured CGC listing of the day. This 2022 Leaf Leopard Aiden O'Connell auto out of 5 is listed. It's 5 days left in the auction. It's in CGC 9.5. That's a mint plus. What a phenomenal looking card for the current starter on paper. It does have a high bid amount, though, a high opening bid amount of $125. It ends in 5 days. Thanks for joining us on the weekly football card market update. Don't forget to like this at youtube.com/Paul Hickey. Comment, share, leave us a 5-star review on your favorite podcast app, and stay tuned for our Monday and Wednesday sports card strategy show, full episodes, and Friday's premium podcast at nooffseason.com. Stop making dumb mistakes in the hobby. Take sports card school now. Sports Card School is a safe place for noobs, advanced flippers, and high rollers alike to learn how to navigate the hobby and ultimately build a collection that increases in value. Go to sportscardschool.com. Get a free 30-day trial at nooffseason.com today to start learning our guidelines, strategies, and plays, and get our formula-based sports card rankings to help you make money flipping sports cards to fund your PC and other things in your life. Again, thanks to our sponsor, CGC Cards. Have a great day.